Guitarist Xufei Yang will be performing under the auspices of the Baltimore Classical Guitar Society this Saturday evening at 8 o'clock, and I'm delighted to be speaking with Xufei Yang. So I was just playing The Butterfly Lovers.
Oh, thank you.
That you arranged and performed on a recording. It is just such a beautiful arrangement.
Thank you.
And you have such a gorgeous sound.
Thank you.
Really beautiful.
Thank you.
So your program has a lot of variety.
Yes.
And, you know, I noticed the Bach cello suite. Mm. I've heard that playing Bach is very cleansing. Do you find that to be true?
Yes, I guess it's hard, but also it's very, how to say, you gain a lot of energy, you gain a lot of feelings from playing it. But one thing about playing Bach is you never get bored of playing it. And, you know, like some piece like Chaconne, for example, every year, you know, you get some different insight, different feelings of playing it. So I think that's one of the greatest things of playing Bach.
There are lots of performances of the cello suites of Bach, but I was wondering, do they lend themselves well to the guitar? Do they work for the guitar?
I think they do. I mean, of course, cello is such a melodic instrument, you know, and it's so deep and it's so full, the sound. But on the guitar, of course, we have to bring our advantage. So we cannot sustain the sound as cello, but we can bring our sonority. So I did transpose the key to G major, and I retuned the guitar to take advantage of the resonance of the guitar. And also I added some implied harmony to take advantage of the guitar's polyphonic instrument. So I think that when you listen to music, you just try to enjoy it, but don't think, oh, it sounds like that on the cello, sounds like this on the guitar. I think in the end of day, when you listen to a piece, whether it's originally written for the instrument or it's arranged for the instrument, if you think that the music sounds so comfortable, you know, if you think it sounds musical, then that's about right. But if you start to think that this doesn't fit on the instrument, or then I think maybe that's not quite right.
You have to keep an open mind.
Yeah, but in the end of day, I think if you just listen, and if, yeah, just listen, but don't compare.
So when you're programming recital, what are you keeping in mind? What do you want to accomplish?
Well, I usually try to give a variety and a mixture in the program because people have different taste when they go to concert. So I try to have something for everyone. I try, you know, it's hard. And also, I think guitar is such a diverse instrument. And I'm a diverse player. So I think that's our advantage. So for all that reason I mentioned, so I usually give a diverse program in one concert. So tomorrow night, I'm going to play, well, I give a kind of title from classical to beyond. So basically, the first half is more classical repertoire, some Bach and the Stor from the classical period, Bach from Baroque, and a classic Chinese piece. And the second half, they're relatively shorter pieces, but they all have a South American theme. So I'm going to play music from Brazil, Paraguay, Cuba, and the South American-influenced Spanish pieces. They all have this South American element.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you, Kati.
My guest has been guitarist Xufei Yang, who will be performing under the auspices of the Baltimore Classical Guitar Society this Saturday at 8 p.m. at Harold J. Kaplan Concert Hall at Towson University. For tickets and more information, you can go to bcgs.org. That's bcgs.org.